Hello, angels. It is me, Willow. I am here with another installment of the Rejected Princesses series. It's been a while since I got here. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I got very distracted with Great Gatsby. It is my favorite book, and you guys were giving me a platform to read it to you, which was dangerous, because then I did it. This is technically the third installment of this book. And the first one was safe for work. The second one was a hysterical literature style reading, which I'm going to be honest, did not do very well on Reddit, which is super fine. I'm not upset or disheartened or scorned in any way. But as a result of that, I think what I'm going to do is turn the hysterical literature version of this series into a Discord exclusive. I might link it in my audio index, but I'm not going to post it to Discord or to Reddit. It's just a waste of my time. And it just feels like another way to thank you guys for being around. I will tell you this pretty frankly, the more that I look at this book, the more that I feel like it would be doing a disservice to these people if I read it in a hysterical literature version. So if you agree with me, I might just switch to a different thing to read for hysterical literature. But if you still want to hear it that way, that's also okay. I'll just be very picky about which stories I pick. This book has a maturity scaling of 1 to 5, and it also will alert me before the story even starts with little icons, and they are trigger warnings for violence, abuse, sex, rape, and self-harm. So those are the things that this book will warn me about, and the story I'm reading today has none of those and is a maturity rating 1. So it should be pretty safe, pretty mundane, so none of you really have to worry. I really wanted this particular audio to be one that you guys could all listen to without having any struggles or discomfort, because I know Gatsby had some violence, racism, and sexism, and, Wilma's, story had some abuse and some nonsense in it, so I wanted to avoid that. So that everybody could hear this. I'm probably going to do a few recordings tonight. So you'll hear maybe a story that's like the extreme opposite, which is also okay. We'll see. I'll flip through. But otherwise, for now, the first one I'm going to read is, quote, Stagecoach, unquote, Mary Fields, born in 1832 and died in 1914 in the United States. Every woman in this book gets her own little princess title. And Mary's is the baddest postal worker in the Wild West. So I'm going to get started. Stagecoach Mary Fields was not anyone's first choice for a babysitter. At 6'2" and in her 50s, Mary Fields was famous across Montana for many things. Smoking cigars, getting into bar brawls, fighting off wolves to deliver the mail, habitually packing a pistol under her apron, and having especially granted legal exemption allowing her to drink in saloons. But raising kids? Not so much. Which was really quite unfair. She loved children and they loved her back. Even before she started offering her services as a babysitter for $1.50 a day, she had a long history of working with children. Both in her early life as a slave and her post-emancipation life as a free woman, she worked with nuns, helping with household chores and looking after the little ones. Whenever she celebrated her birthday, twice a year, since she didn't know the date, the town of Cascade, Montana would shut down the schools so she could treat the local kids to a party. But many adults and even some children, Mary was no more than her roughest edges to them. Echoing the more pointed public statement on her, one child wrote in an essay that she drinks whiskey and she swears and she's a Republican, which makes her a low, foul creature. I need to let you know that at this point in time, the parties were switched, so she would be to us now what a Democrat is, so which is like, you know, probably too liberal for the times. There's a little footnote that says it's lost to time as to what grade the kid got on this essay. All of which was true, save for the foul creature bit. While Mary was a warm and loving person, she also liked to get her drink on and wasn't about to take lip from anyone. For example, she worked at a local mission for over 10 years and got paid for none of it, during much of which time she served as the foreman for its construction efforts. Some construction workers didn't take well to working for a woman, so Mary quickly resolved the situation by punching the dissenters in the teeth. This rancor escalated until she was fired. According to legend, the bishop had to let her go after finding bullet holes in his laundry from one of her construction worker duels. Once she left the mission, she tried several jobs. She tried emphasizing her kinder nature by setting up a restaurant. Unfortunately, it went under within a year, because she'd serve meals to anyone, even those unable to pay. After the restaurant, she became a postal carrier, one of the first women in the nation to do so. It was an utterly terrifying job. The temperature in Montana could dip to 45 below zero, and snowstorms would force Mary to leave her coach stranded in the snow, hefting the mailbags over her shoulder to walk upwards of 10 miles to town. On occasion, a blizzard overtook her, and she had to walk back and forth all night to keep from freezing to death. On another, she was attacked by a pack of wolves, and her vehicle was knocked over, so she stayed up all night fighting them off. But she never missed a delivery in her 8 years on the job. All of this while she was in her mid-60s, mind you. In her 70s, Mary's life quieted down some, but not much, when she retired from postal work and started a laundromat. Still essentially kind, she spent most of her time growing bouquets of flowers for the Cascade baseball team, giving them to players who made home runs, but she'd also slug anyone who had a bad word to say about the hometown team. When the laundromat customer neglected to pay his $2 bill, she, by now a senior citizen, knocked him out flat with one punch and declared his laundry bill paid. Years after her death, Mary Fields was eulogized by fellow Montana resident Gary Cooper, one of the biggest movie stars of the time, with a glowing biography reprinted across a number of magazines. In it, he described her, quite accurately, as one of the freest souls to ever draw breath, or a 38. Then there's some art here, and the notes are, Mary's regular uniform, as depicted here, was all men's clothing, save an apron and a skirt. In the background, you can see a heap of dead wolves over a knocked-over stagecoach, as well as a laundromat customer flat on his butt. The chicken is a callback to her time with the nuns. During that time period, she was in charge of 400 chickens. One day, she found that a skunk had killed 62 of her brood, and so in turn, she killed it with a hoe and carried it to the mission a mile away. When the bishop asked, "Did the skunk spray you?" Mary replied, "Oh no, Father. I attacked and killed him in the front, not the rear." And she was a great woman. Okay, that's the end of installment 3. I'm going to flip through and find another one to read, but that's the end of this audio, so I'll get to you on the next one. Thanks, angels. I appreciate you very much.